three things we're focused on are grow, engage, and support. And so grow, like you need to be able to get people to opt in the right way to connect with you over Messenger, right? So that's like the discounts, the checkbox, like sending people links directly, the chat embed, ads. There's like a lot of different inroads to kind of getting someone to opt in. And then engage, you know, abandoned cart would fall under engage. Like what time are you going to send it? What's the message going to look like? But then you also want to support the whole customer journey. And that's what we help you do. Very similar to something like a Klaviyo, where you want to send a message when they complete their order. You want to do like a shipping confirmation. You want to do like a automated like upsell later. You want to do re-engagement, win back. You want to send out like a promotion. You want to collect data on like what are people's preferences so that when you make announcements, you can target those, whether it's based off of preference or geography. And so that's kind of what goes into engage. And then we track revenue across all that. We track analytics across that. You can break that down into custom segments. And then the last one is support, right? So it's like the more you're engaging with someone over messaging throughout the customer journey, the more they're going to message you back. And so we have a whole section of Octane AI where you can basically train your bot. And so you tell it what questions and what phrases you want it to be able to respond to. And then you can put in multiple variations of how you want the bot to respond back.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 34.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and now Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when new shows are being released. Now, today I'm chatting with Matt Schlett, who is the co-founder and CEO of Octane AI. Now, he's going to talk about a few things that are very timely, very important. These kind of conversations come up quite a bit with clients and merchants that I have an opportunity to work with. And we're going to talk about, you know, some of the store owners, how they're earning between 5 and 10% of their monthly revenue by using the Octane AI platform and as it pairs with Facebook Messenger. And, you know, things like the importance of connecting your Messenger strategy kind of with other Shopify apps, like for reviews, for referrals, and, you know, and kind of email marketing also. And also why Shopify store owners will 100% want to include Facebook Messenger kind of in their advertising strategies for 2019. And finally, the whole artificial intelligence, kind of like what is the future of customer service and the customer relationship management as it relates to Facebook and the Octane AI platform. So I'm excited to kind of dig into that side of the conversation today. So hi, Matt. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve.
For those that don't know who you are, can you talk about like on a high level what the solution does and kind of what problem it solves for Shopify store owners?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, first, and I think everybody kind of understands this, but email, you know, email is a super, super important channel for e-commerce. And like email is not going away anytime soon. It's still going to be really important. But for the past like five, you know, plus years, open rates have been going down. Whereas on the other hand, you have messaging as this new channel, which it includes Facebook Messenger, SMS, you know, plenty of other areas where you can message. And that's been growing a ton, with over 4 billion people using it on a regular basis. And so we believe at Octane that with so many people spending all this time messaging with their friends and their colleagues and basically everybody that they know, it makes so much sense that your e-commerce business should also be able to communicate with your customers on this messaging channel. And when you're doing that, you know, you need to make sure that you can get people to connect with you on messaging. You need to be able to set up and engage them and automate these messages. And then you also need to be able to automatically answer questions here. And that's what Octane AI does. And so you basically connect your Shopify store to Octane AI, and then you connect your Facebook page to Octane AI, and then we track the entire customer journey as they're kind of on your store. And then we enable you to send triggered messages throughout that journey directly from your Facebook page to theirs. So abandoned carts, receipts, shipping confirmations, win back, re-engagement, a lot of the things you're used to doing with email, except the difference here is that on messaging, it's a back and forth conversation, and these customers can ask you questions, they can explore more, and Octane AI can help automatically kind of take them down those comments.
So it sounds like this really is an attention game because, as you said, with email open rates declining and just, you know, the amount of competition that continues to grow. I mean, look at the growth of Shopify's platform. That's the same experience that's going on with other merchants. So differentiating your brand through Shopify, it sounds like the reasons why Facebook Messenger and just Messenger apps in general are doing so well is because I think I wouldn't say interruptive, but it really does grab people's attention quite quickly. And then from there, offering some kind of an incentive based on the journey and or the campaign that the brand chooses to want to engage with their prospects, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. And I think, you know, now we're working with around 1,000 Shopify merchants, and we've been able to track how these campaigns are going out, how are people engaging with them. And it also gives us this huge responsibility as a platform to make sure that the way that these 1,000 merchants are interacting with their customers is the right way. And I think this is just for everybody listening, this is really important to kind of take note of, is that messaging, especially like Facebook Messenger, this is such a special, almost like sacred channel, right? Where everything people are currently doing there is like they're talking to their mom or their spouse or their colleague or, you know, someone they went to school with. It's like a really safe place. And so if you are going to take that step to start communicating with them this channel, which you definitely should, because if you're not doing that yet, like you're definitely leaving money off the table, and these customers want to talk to you there. But when you do message them and you set up these automations, you have a responsibility to make sure that you're sending the messages not just to everybody, but to the right people at the right time. And you're sending the messages that, you know, that make them happy, the messages that they want to be able to get.
Right. Totally with you on it. Preaching to the choir. I've had firsthand experience of Octane's platform over BFCM and certainly leading up to that. And I tell you, many clients and merchants have a significant revenue lift, literally money left on the table. It's another channel, a reminder channel of an abandoned cart that they may not have got the email reminder that Shopify sent out, or they may not have received the one from Klaviyo or whatever email marketing solution you're using. But this was one way of getting the attention, and like, and it's hard because it's noisy out there. And, you know, if you're looking for a pair of shoes or a t-shirt or some kind of hoodie and you just kind of forgot where you were shopping. You don't know how you got to this particular brand. You added to the cart, you're busy, you were commuting. I mean, who knows, right? And then all of a sudden, then 30 minutes later, an hour later, a day later, you're getting some kind of a notification through Facebook. It's just like, wow, thank you for reminding me, because that product is super cool. And so that is kind of what the success is that I see. I'm sure you see exactly the same thing.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. That's exactly what we're seeing. And I think that what's really, really interesting is that obviously you want to have an email strategy, right? And so like we, you know, Octane AI integrates with Klaviyo, so you can collect email over Messenger, sync it to Klaviyo, and then you can even sync up your different flows. So if you're running automated flows over Messenger with Octane AI, and then you're running them with Klaviyo, you can sync them up. But the other interesting thing is that, let's say like Black Friday, for example, you're probably sending a lot of new people to your store, to your website, and they've never been there before. And so you don't actually have a relationship with them. So if they come there and they leave and you don't have a relationship, you have no way to talk to them. And what's really amazing about Octane AI and Facebook Messenger is that there's so many ways to get people to opt in that I think a lot of people don't know about, and they're really, really easy to set up. And when you opt into something like Facebook Messenger as a customer, a lot of times it just takes you one click. And so you don't even have to like type out an email. you just get this thing that automatically knows who you are. It's like very welcoming, and you just kind of need to click to confirm to do it. And so what we've seen is that a lot of these e-commerce brands, when they're sending new people to their website, they're actually able to connect with sometimes 2 to 3 times more people over Messenger than email, because it's so, so much easier to connect.
Right. I've also find, I know as of late, there's been, it's kind of a, I guess, the elephant in the room, I guess, to a certain degree, where Facebook more of late has been in the news about privacy policies and different things. And I know part of the Messenger platform, they have been clear to say, for a while, we're going to auto checkbox the, allow us to do marketing kind of transactions. So you'll notice on, you know, when you go to some vendors, the add to cart button is there and it auto checkboxes to say, you know, it says Steve and it's auto check, meaning that you don't mind some kind of communication for sales and promotions and cart and different kind of promotional type things. And sometimes it goes sight unseen and then it continues on. So Facebook, I think, has caught on to that, and they want to offer a great user experience too of people wanting some kind of commercial dialogue happening from within Messenger. As you said, it's very confidential and private, and you know, talking to your mom and family. And so, but I've also read that there is, and I'm sure that we'll talk about it in a few minutes, but there's some great solutions out now, even third party. I'm sure there's some native things now of, you know, what can we do to allow marketing to happen on Facebook Messenger? Because I think this episode is going to be clear to show, share with the listeners that intent of using it and the discoverability and just the attention you get out of it, it makes sense to want to have that opportunity to be able to communicate with these potential customers. And the way to do that in exchange for a lookbook, exchange for a discount, exchange for some kind of like access to some kind of a private product or, you know, an exclusive kind of whatever. And I know that there are solutions that will help get that checkbox there in exchange for something. So is that something that's native in Octane at this point, or are we going to connect to third parties like Just Uno or Privy to do that sort of thing?
Yeah, so good question. So one, you know, the Facebook ecosystem and Facebook Messenger is definitely an evolving ecosystem. And I just want to make a note here that I think it's good that Facebook is spending a lot of time experimenting and trying to figure out what works best. Because if we get this wrong, then Facebook Messenger is a channel, you know, so, like, we don't want it to turn into email. We want people to have these great conversations, almost like they have this automated concierge they can talk to. And I know that, like, we talk to Facebook all the time. I was just in their office in New York City with Stan, the head of Facebook Messenger, talking to him about this stuff. And they're working on making sure that it's going to be as great as possible for businesses and for these e-commerce businesses. When it comes to getting opt-ins, most people just know about the checkbox. And so the typical thing is you're going to put this checkbox underneath the add to cart button, and you're going to give people an option to check it and to maybe get a discount or to track their order. And so when they click the add to cart button, even though they haven't given their email address, they're now connected over Messenger. So if you want to send them messages like an abandoned cart or browse abandonment or, you know, win back, that's something that you can do. And Octane AI, that it makes it so simple when you turn it on. It's like one of the first things that happens in like the first 30 seconds. But you can also get opt-ins in a lot of other places. So there's these buttons that Octane AI allows you to embed, which you can put on in a pop-up, you can put on the bottom of your website. And when people click it, you can actually have an automated conversation that you create with Octane AI that can take people through a quiz, right? Maybe like help figure out what product do you want to get, ask you a couple questions, do like an automated consultation. It could be collecting a photo from you and giving you a discount in exchange. It could be collecting an email from you. And so Octane makes these things really, really easy to add. The last one is if you are using something like Privy or Just Uno, and you already use that to collect your email, Octane AI has built integrations with both of those platforms. So if you want to be able to collect email and Facebook Messenger opt-ins at the same time, that's something that's super, super easy.
I know I interviewed Just Uno a while back, and that was kind of one of their claim to fame. So yeah, definitely connecting to you folks. And then the other part was they felt that it was part of the customer's journey on a website. No one really likes pop-ups, but they also feel that if they're strategically happening at the right places at the right time with the right offers, and that's one of the things. So for those listening, if you've not had a chance to listen to the Just Uno interview, just go back in through iTunes or back on eCommerce Fastlane and just do a quick search for it. It really will open up your mind about on-page exit intent and just email capture type solutions that aren't just blanketed across the site, but very specific, like pop up something after 2 minutes when they're in the shopping cart. They're obviously having a problem, and you know, what can we do there? And so interesting. And then obviously part of it I've heard too is that they're having options to be able to connect to you folks by giving that opt-in in exchange for something. So this is all awesome information. I'd like to learn more about you. I think that's, I mean, every time I get a guest on here, it's like, there's a reason why this platform was built, and I think people have a journey. And so maybe the Coles Notes, the Cliff Notes kind of about your entrepreneurial journey kind of so far, I guess, kind of leading up to building and being involved with Octane AI. I think, can you share that with the audience today?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll try to keep it as quick and sweet okay. as possible, because there's definitely a lot. Yeah, so I grew up in Southern California in Orange County, and When I grew up, I went to this school called Waldorf, which I don't think a lot of people know about. But one of the really unique things about Waldorf is that, like, first, like kindergarten through eighth grade, at least for me, you're not really exposed to much technology. And so, like, I didn't have a computer. I wasn't really allowed to, like, watch TV or movies or anything like that. And so it wasn't until maybe like eighth grade or like beginning of high school that I first started, like, I got a computer and I started going on the internet, and I was like, wow, the internet is this like insane right. place. And like, you know, I was on dial up, like everything, you know, took very yeah. long to load. But I think what was amazing for me is, like, up until then, I was like, okay, I'm going to start a business, and it's going to be like a physical business, and I need to put it in a place where, like, a lot of people are walking by, because, like, that's how it's going to be successful. And then, you know, when I was like 12 or something, I'm online and I was like, wow, website, there's no physical limitations. Like, your foot traffic is potentially everybody that has access to the internet. So, like, I'm definitely really interested in, you know, figuring out how can I do more with the internet. And so as I went through high school, I, like, spent all my time building side projects online, like managing forums, like trying to build my own websites. And I focused so much more on that than anything else, where I actually, like, I didn't want to go to college necessarily. I wanted to join like a startup. And the year after I graduated high school, I actually ended up joining a company called Ustream, which at the time had like three people. They'd raised like less than $1 million. And I joined as an intern. And the reason that I was able to join there is because I put this game show on Ustream. So Ustream was like YouTube. It allowed you to do live video. Nobody else did live video anywhere else. So it was like, at the time, it was like incredibly, incredibly unique. People were even like a little scared of it. And I did this broadcast on there where I had my friend play Halo for like 72 hours. And it was a game show where if he could play Halo for 72 hours without sleeping, he would win this Xbox. And I remember I told the founders of Ustream about it. This was like before I worked there. I was like, hey, we're going to do this thing. It's going to be amazing. And they're like, yeah, whatever. Okay. Like, you're like some kid. And when we did it, we ended up getting 100,000 people watching it in like a 3-day time span. Ustream broke completely. Like, it couldn't, you know, yeah. it was young back then. So like, it actually, the whole wow. site went down, and they, you know, the CEO called me and was like, hey, like, don't worry, like, we're going to get it back up. And so after that, like, that was kind of how a relationship started. And they wanted me to help them grow Ustream and figure out how could we create other broadcasts that are going to get that popular. And so I ended up joining at the age of 19, and I moved to Silicon Valley. I went full time, you know, equity, like my first salary. It was like, they bought me a laptop. It was like this really, really crazy experience. And then also really crazy experience to be in Silicon Valley at such a young age, when like everybody else there, you know, was probably like 10 years older than me. And Ustream ended up raising $100 million. It ended up getting sold to IBM. I ended up growing and scaling with the team, and I ran product at Ustream for almost the 4 years that I was there. And so I had like 100 engineers, and we were making these crazy changes to the website. We had Obama, we had like Snoop Dogg smoking weed, we had these cute puppies. Yeah. Like, we would tell people to do live video and they would be like, oh, I thought this was just for porn. And we're like, no, like, this is the future. So Ustream gave me this like window into like one-to-many communication, and also what how does the world react to a new communication channel, and like what is the importance of like having that real-time ability where it's not a recorded video, but you're actually having this like constant back and forth between the broadcaster and the viewers. So Ustream was a really incredible, unique experience for me. And coming out of that, I ended up meeting a ton of people who weren't celebrities yet when they started using Ustream, but after a while through social media and through their career, they became celebrities. And so we're talking like Wiz Khalifa, who's like a big, you know, really famous rapper, and a lot of people that Lil Wayne works with, like Drake and Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber. And so after Ustream, I ended up helping a lot of these celebrities with a good friend of mine, Mazi Kazaruni, where we basically helped them go viral on the internet. We helped them collect email addresses, and we helped them take advantage and leverage this new social channel, not just live video, but, you know, Facebook. And so that was kind of like a continuation of it. Like, I've always been super, super fascinated with social media and online communication channels, right? Started with forums, then went to Ustream, then went to just like helping these celebrities with social. And so that's always been something where I've just been so fascinated by how can we scale a brand? How can we scale relationships for a brand or a person in this digital age where you have access to billions and billions of people? So after that, I did a couple different things. So I built a social network. I wanted to teach, I like knew how to code a little bit, but like nothing like meaningful. And I figured if I could figure out how to code a social network, then I could at least feel good that I learned, you know, enough code to code a social network. So in 2013, I started doing that kind of as a side project. So I built out this social network called ZapChain, which I focused on the Bitcoin and the crypto industry. And I made it as a forum where you could sign up, you could talk about Bitcoin, you could talk about these other cryptocurrencies. And then instead of upvoting each other, you could give each other tiny amounts of Bitcoin. So like 5 cents, 10 cents, like half a cent, really, really small amounts. And throughout this, this was kind of like an experiment of like, how can money play a part in social? So like continuing my like experimentation with, you know, how people communicate through social online. And it did really well within the Bitcoin community. Ethereum, which is a massive, massive cryptocurrency now, launched partially on ZapChain. We had the founder of Coinbase on there. We had basically any, like the who's who of Bitcoin was on there. So if anyone ever wants to talk about crypto or Bitcoin, definitely feel free to ping me. I'm not active in it at all, but if you want to talk
about it. I'll definitely put that in the show notes for those that are listening today for this episode.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any investment advice at all, but if you want to, you know, especially if you want to talk about the technology, that's fair something enough. I could talk about. And yeah, with ZapChain, this was kind of an experiment, and it was helped, it was funded by Tim Draper and Adam Draper, who Tim Draper is this very, very vocal billionaire who he acquired thousands and thousands of Bitcoin from the US government, and he's invested in a ton of top companies. And then his son, Adam Draper, runs Boost VC, which is an accelerator for, you know, future technology. They've invested in, I think, over 100 companies now. And so they both funded ZapChain, and we ended up shutting it down because, and this was like a conversation I had to have with them. It was like kind of tough, you know, it's always tough to talk about this, but shut it down because people just weren't ready to like use Bitcoin in a casual setting. And so I thought that the experiment worked really well within the Bitcoin community, but outside of that, it didn't seem like anytime soon it was going to gain traction. And so I shut it down and kind of had that conversation with them. And then at this point, I started learning a lot about messaging apps. And I was seeing what was happening in China where, you know, apps like WeChat basically took over all social interactions. Because in China, WeChat isn't only the predominant social network or the predominant messaging app, but it's the predominant way that you basically do anything. If you want to go into a business and you want to buy something, if you want to go call a Didi cab, which is like the equivalent of like an Uber or a Lyft, you know, if you're going to send money to someone, everything is pinned on WeChat. And in everywhere else in the world, you know, it seems like Facebook and all these other messaging apps, they're trying to do the exact same thing. They're trying to replicate what this success that WeChat has had in China. And around the world, everybody is talking to each other, not on forums, not even publicly on social media, not on emails. Everybody in the world is talking to each other with these messaging apps. And at the time, this was back in like 2015 when I really started to think about it, like businesses didn't have a way to engage with people on messaging apps. And so to me, it made a ton of sense that if messaging apps are the number one way that people communicate with each other, then it makes sense that the same way that, you know, in social media, all businesses had to start getting a social media account. Now with messaging, all businesses are going to need the equivalent of a messaging account. But messaging is totally different. It's not like sending a status update out because everything is a one-to-one conversation, right? It's not a blast. This is something where I'm talking to individuals, but a lot of them at the same time. And so it's tremendously different technology. And so in 2016, when Facebook announced that you could start building bots on Facebook Messenger, I decided this was the right time to start a company to kind of help businesses leverage this new messaging channel. And so we started Octane AI. I brought on my co-founders, Ben Parr, who I've known for 10 years. He used to be the editor of Mashable, which is one of the largest technology websites in the world. He has super close relationships with a ton of people. He also wrote a book called Captivology and is just a very popular speaker. So he's incredibly connected. And then our CTO and our third co-founder, who I've also known for about 10 years, is Leif K. Brooks, who originally in 2009 created a website called Omegle.com, which is basically the original chat roulette. So you can go on there, it connects you with an anonymous person over chat, and you can talk to them about whatever you want. And then at any point, you can skip to the next conversation. And he built this entirely on his own. Still to this day, a million people use it a day. And so he is like a genius, like literally a genius. Like if you talk to him, he is a genius when like probably for anything, but especially for chat. He is just crazy, crazy good at it. I was able to get these great founders to kind of join up with me. And then we started down this path to build out Octane AI with originally this general goal of how can we help businesses do the best they can and increase ROI and support their customers over these messaging channels. And it was like a year and a half later where we realized that e-commerce was the most amazing place where we could focus all of our time. And that's when we started really, really focusing on the Shopify ecosystem. And since then, you know, focusing just on one customer, having super, super focus on what they need, and they all need basically the same thing, has enabled us to make a product which now, you know, almost 1,000 merchants are using. A lot of these are some of the biggest brands that are on Shopify. During this time, we also created Chatbots Magazine, which now is the largest publication in the chatbot space. Over, I think it's now like 300,000 people read it every month. There's like 1,000 contributors. If you Google pretty much anything about chatbots, you're going to find a Chatbots Magazine article. And so that enabled us to just learn so much about the industry and connect with so many other people who are working.
Yeah, getting the thought leadership. I'm going to give a thumbs up on that, building and launching this Chatbot Magazine, because I really resonates with me, because that's what happened with e-commerce Fastlane before the podcast came out. Always had a desire to want to learn and share and write on a lot of e-commerce and kind of marketing strategy type content. And the only way to do it is to produce it and get it out in the wild and see how it resonates with people. And in the worst case, I go through my own process of learning, you know, as I'm reading other people's articles and kind of curating some content. It's nice to have one kind of central location for everything. And then, you know, the SEO value over time tends to really help the more you're kind of persistent and stay with it. And this is, you know, I'm so happy that you've have made this pivot. And I had a note here too about the WeChat. I know how massive WeChat is, and I know that it's smart that, you know, us in North America are actually looking, in European countries too, are looking at what WeChat is actually doing, why it's being so widely adopted by the Chinese culture, and just the amount of things you can do, from food to, you know, ordering a cab to money management to everything and communication. So it sounds like that, you know, maybe today Facebook Messenger is an interesting way of communicating with people, both friends and family, but then there's a commercial side to it, which is quite interesting, and then the chatbot part of it. But I guess on a higher level, it almost would seem to me that just communicating just through Messenger applications in general is something that North America and North American people are getting more and more accepted to do it and to use it, I think. Does that kind of make sense? Because I think WeChat seems that, you know, the Chinese culture is already into it and they enjoy it and love it. And that's just kind of like their lifestyle. Whereas maybe we're not quite at that level yet. And it may not be Facebook Messenger in 5 years from now. It might be something else. But are we going down the right journey to replicate what WeChat is doing?
If you think about, like, you know, I grew up in the United States, so I can kind of look at it from that perspective, but I'm sure people all over the world, maybe not China, but outside of China, can probably have similar experiences me, where when I was younger, like a lot younger, things like Smarter Child were around, right? Where people were like, hey, we've made this bot and it's this chatbot and you can talk to it. And at the time, you know, Smarter Child was this chatbot that was run on AIM, and you would message it about whatever you wanted, right? You could say, like, do you believe in God? Or, you know, do you love me? Or, you know, you would just try to, like, trip it up. And I think that for me, that was like, and a lot of people I know, that was like my first interaction with a chatbot. And it was trying to replicate, you know, being a human. And then since then, we haven't really had bots, and AI has been talked about in movies a lot, but we haven't really had anything in our daily lives. Over the past couple of years, this has really, really started to change. So now messaging apps support bots, and now you're talking and having conversations and interacting in real time with an entity that's not a human being. And then we also have had the rise of Google Home, Alexa, and Siri, where when they first came out, it was really an awkward idea that you were going to talk to a computer and you were going to do that. Whereas now there are millions of people who every day they're casually talking, you know, to their Alexa. Like, I know for me, if when I'm at home and I have a random question, like, oh, like, can my dog eat this or something? Like, I can just say, like, hey, Alexa, can, like, dogs eat, you know, bananas or something? And, like, Alexa's going to know the answer. Whereas, like, if I'm out in public, now I find myself, like, having a question, and then I want to be like, hey, Alexa, like, what's the answer to this question? And I can't because she's not even there, which is, like, a really, really interesting thing that's happening. And I think with, you know, with what we're doing with Octane AI, we're basically creating an ecosystem where, in a platform where every business can have their own version of that, like, automated concierge. And in e-commerce, a lot of the things that concierge is going to do is it's going to welcome you. It's going to make sure it educates you about the brand. It's going to make sure that it's following you along with the journey. But then also, if you have those questions, like, probably not the same questions I'm asking Alexa about if my dog can eat, you know, bananas, but if you have questions about where your order is, or, you know, how much is something, or when is something getting put back in stock, now you can power that for your e-commerce brands. And I think that that's becoming the new normal. Like, 2 years ago, when we talked to businesses about using a bot, they were like skeptical. They're like, is this something we would use for PR? Like, do we make a creative bot and then we go get an article in Adweek? Like, is that what we're supposed to do? Whereas now, like, there is real serious double digit ROI. And at this point, when we talk to if we're on the phone with a merchant or a brand, this conversation is totally different now. We are no longer, and this is probably true for most people listening right now, we're no longer trying to convince you of this crazy idea that messaging is an important channel. We're just explaining and educating you on what you should be doing there so that you're not leaving.
It comes down to this recurring conversation about kind of a self-serve model and just kind of at scale, because there's a lot of kind of repetitive things that customers tend to ask. You know, if you're using Gorgeous as a CRM or Zendesk, and you can have, you know, kind of canned responses through email of kind of just, you know, for efficiency purposes, being able to copy and paste or have a canned response. So interesting to be able to use Octane AI's bot and automatically create a self-serve model of the most important and popular questions that are asked by a site visitor. And then if those don't answer the query, then continue on with a live chat, and or if it's after hours, then redirecting over to the CRM of choice that's connected to the solution so the ticket's created so that it can be answered with all the chat history. I think it's really phenomenal that that's kind of where businesses in 2019 need to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think everybody that works at an e-commerce brand knows this, that the vast majority of the questions that get sent into you, whether it's email or, you know, Instagram DM or Facebook Messenger, 90% of them are the same question. And I would say probably 50% of them are just people trying to figure out where their order is or how long it's going to take to get there. And so I think pretty soon, and like this is something that Octane AI does, but I think it's going to be the new normal, which is you're not going to have humans answering the same questions over and over and over again, whereas you can have a computer and AI do that because it's just a lot more efficient. It's real time. It's better for the customer and it's more cost effective for you as a brand. I think what's really crazy is, like, let's talk about Facebook Messenger, Facebook Inbox. A lot of brands get tons of messages there. And what I see is, I think maybe like two or three different scenarios. So one, they get a ton of messages and they don't reply at all to any of them. We're working with a brand right now where we were going through their message history and they've answered one question in the past year, and they have tens of thousands of people that have sent them messages in the past year, and they haven't gotten any answers. And it's just because they don't have anybody working to kind of support this channel. And there's so many messages there that even if they had people, it'd be really hard. So that's like one thing. Like, you get messages, you're not even responding. The second one is you get a message and then you have like an auto response that says like, hey, we're not here right now, send us an email, which is like really weird. It's like, hey, you're talking to us in this channel, but we're actually going to send you to a different channel. And then the third option is maybe the brand is replying to you when you message them on Facebook, but it just, maybe it takes like 3 days. So like something I often do is I'll go message, you know, random e-commerce brands on Facebook and I'll just say like, hey, I was just wondering like if you have this thing in stock, or like, hey, I just, you know, I want to buy this thing. Because that's like a question where like I'm literally telling you I want to buy something. And so if somebody doesn't get back to me, like that's most likely like you're losing a sale. And almost never I get a response to that. So I think like if you're listening to this and you don't know how many messages you get on Facebook right now, or you do know you get messages, but you're not responding to them, or you do get messages, but you have an auto response, you absolutely need to have something like Octane AI installed there, because not only can you start answering people's questions or like figure out what the heck, you know, they're looking for, but the second thing you can do is these people, you can reach out to them later, right? So like you can, once they're connected with you on Messenger, you know, if you have a new sale come out, a new product, you want to get their email address. Those are all things you should be doing. And like with this brand we're working with that's had tens of thousands of people messaging them, if they had had us over the past year and they had a new product that they wanted to announce today, they could literally send a push notification to tens of thousands of people.
I know that works. I had another brand that I worked with that did it in the text message market, where they had 75,000 previous customers and they were doing kind of a pre-Black Friday BFCM kind of sale. On the Monday, they blasted out these 75,000 with an early access with coupon code, and it generated over $30,000 in kind of last click attribution revenue, meaning that they clicked on in your messaging app for text messaging. They clicked the link that was in there that migrated them over to the website, and they made a purchase because it was an early sale, exclusive sale. And then on top of that, I'm offering 20% off. So wildly successful. I know it works. You have a compelling case about the fact that messaging apps are not going away anytime soon. It's necessary as far as growing a brand right now. And you kind of want to be on the channel where your customers are, and the attention and the conversion rate and money on the table is being left. We get all that. Let's talk about how it can be connected to a Shopify store. Can you walk us through the process?
It's super, super simple, which is definitely a testament to how Shopify has designed their app ecosystem. They just make it so easy for stores to connect. So the way that you kind of set up an Octane AI bot, like I know that a lot of this can sound complicated, but the whole process just takes a couple of minutes. And then what's going to take longer is if you want to customize the copy, customize the timing, if you want to add something new that's custom on top of it. So all you do is you go to the Shopify App Store, look for Octane AI, then you add it to your Shopify store. So you just connect it. And then we walk you through this process where the next step is it's going to ask you to connect it to your Facebook page. And so you'll connect your Facebook account, you'll select the Facebook page that you want the bot to live on, where you want the messages to get sent from. And then the next step, we are basically asking you, which of these campaigns do you want to have up and running? What growth opt-ins do you want to have? So do you want to have the chat embed on site with the bot? Do you want to have the checkbox? Do you want underneath the add to cart? Do you want to have the discount pop up where when someone clicks it, they opt in, but they also get sent a discount? Do you want the shipping receipts? Do you want the shipping notifications to go out? Do you want order confirmation to go out? And so it's literally like you're just turning these things on and off, and then you push launch and everything turns on. And then you can hop in there and it's really easy. It's just like customizing an email in an email platform. You can hop in there. You can just change what it says. You can add GIFs. You can add video, audio, buttons, products from your store, basically anything you want to do. And then if you want to use additional flows like win back or re-engagement or upsell or like purchase anniversary, or if you want to have automated responses for customer support, like where's my order or what's your return policy, we have templates for all of those things. And so there's no coding required. Everything is, you can access it through the dashboard. Everything is showing you, you know, what the analytics are, what's the revenue, how many people have used this. What's really amazing as well is whenever someone interacts with your bot, we save that information. And so if you send out a question where you say like, hey, what's your favorite color, like red or blue, we can actually segment people based on how they answer. And then you can trigger flows based on that later. You can send out a promotional campaign later. And then the last step is we have a ton of other top Shopify apps that we are continuously integrating with that you can connect to Octane AI. So Klaviyo, if you want to connect Klaviyo, you can do that. You can collect email from Octane AI, sync it to Klaviyo, and then also sync up your email and your messenger flows. Yotpo, if you want to add social proof to your abandoned cart messages, we pull in the top reviews, which is adds a great boost to the conversion rates. And then if we integrate with Gorgeous, if you use that for customer support, if you use Recharge for reoccurring payments, Dashbot for advanced analytics, Yext, if you want to allow people to find your retail locations. And then we're just integrating with everything, whether it's going to be for rewards platforms or just Uno and Privy, we have integrations with to increase the amount of people you can connect with. And we believe that your Shopify store, it uses so many apps right. to make it what it is today. And your Octane AI bot is not a supplement necessarily. It's the conversational representation of your store, of your brand. And so all of the same apps and all of that data that and all those triggers that are connected to your store, they also need to be connected to your bot. And we spend a lot of time making sure.
Yeah, I've had a good opportunity over the last 6 months or so to interview a lot of the people that you've mentioned, Smile and Justino and Gorgeous and Recharge and yeah, Klaviyo, Yotpo. I mean, all these ones. I mean, these are, you know, definitely the cream of the crop for really solving some very unique problems in the Shopify ecosystem. And so I think it's commendable that these are non-competing products, but they really do suit a purpose for what they do. And so it's nice that you're allowing and grabbing data from either one and then being able to use the, you know, messenger to be able to access the data from these ones. I think that's really amazing that I'm assuming there's a roadmap too of other connections in the future.
Absolutely. That it's one of our, it's one of the things we're focusing on the most. We have a huge roadmap of the other integrations we're going to be adding, whether it's, you know, there's multiple review platforms, there's multiple customer support platforms. There's so many different types of apps that tons and tons of Shopify merchants are using, and we want to make sure to integrate with them. And I think, you know, shout out to our agency partners. We have this amazing partner program that we launched recently where we work with a ton of these agencies, and the agencies a lot of the time are the ones that are kind of telling us what, you know, what integrations and what other apps they're commonly using with their merchants. And they kind of petitioned for it. And so like Hawk Media and Mute Six and Retention Commerce and BVXL and all these other really amazing agencies.
Very sure cool. So let's talk about some specifics because, you know, we mentioned the top of the show. I mean, that you said, you know, and I've seen it, but I just would like to hear it from you about store owners, you know, generating, you know, an extra 5 or 10% of their total revenue by using your solution. Can you kind of share some specifics and kind of how that's possible and why it's happening?
Yeah, absolutely. So we work with a ton of e-commerce brands where they're making millions of dollars a year. They're growing really fast. So these aren't just like new businesses. So when we say 5 to 10% increase in their revenue, that's a meaningful portion. That's a meaningful amount. Here's the thing: Facebook Messenger and Octane AI are really incredible at connecting with new customers. So when you're sending new traffic to your website, you need to have a connection with them so that you can follow up with them later. And I can have an option to opt in over email, and I can have an option to opt in over Facebook Messenger. And because I don't have to type anything out in order to opt into Messenger, and all I have to do is just click a button a lot of the times, the merchants that we work with get anywhere from 2 to 5 times more people who are connecting with them over Messenger. So that's like the first thing that stands out is top of the funnel. You're going to connect with more people over Messenger. Okay. when you send them to your store. The second thing that is really important is that now when you're sending out a message, let's say it's an abandoned cart message, for example, because you're connecting with so many more people top of the funnel on Facebook Messenger, when you send out that abandoned cart message, it's going to be able to get sent to more people on Messenger than it is on email. So that's the second thing. Because you connected with more, now you're able to follow up with more. The third thing is that when somebody gets this message, a lot of times the open rate is over 90%, whereas on email, a lot of the times it's a lot less. And so this third category is that not only are you connecting with more people, and not only can you follow up with more people, but more people are going to, a higher percentage of the people you're connecting with are actually going to open that message. And when you apply that to something like abandoned cart messages, which is such a huge revenue driver on email already, when you do it on Messenger, it's just phenomenal.
Love it. And that's the flow that I see that has generated the most revenue. I do see, you know, a lot of campaigns, outbound kind of sales and promotional things that they've done with the list that they've generated, the opt-in list through Octane AI. But I find that the largest revenue typically is, you know, people are driving net new visitors to their site, however they're doing it. You know, the whole kind of awareness and consideration phase of a brand, right? So paid acquisition or influencers and SEO and content hubs and, you know, lots of ways of getting net new visitors to a site, but they're there. And then what do we give them in exchange to get that marketing opportunity? That, like you said, it's much simpler for a checkbox than entering an email address and some other kind of identifying information in exchange for a discount a first-time visitor would get. Or, you know, I find a lot of people in fashion now offering lookbooks and offering access to exclusive products too as exchange for click this button as a pop-up. And then from there, moving forward, it's sent to their mobile phone to view the lookbook in kind of an Instagram style.
Absolutely. And I think like one more thing I want to add there is that I think like abandoned cart messages were the first real successful campaign that kind of came into the Shopify bot ecosystem. But something else, and this is like a big part of what Octane AI helps you do, is abandoned cart, that's just like one, like if you were to compare what you do on Messenger to what you do on email, abandoned cart is just the beginning of like a long string of messages that you want to follow up with people throughout their customer journey. And so like right now, if all you're like, if you are using a Messenger bot right now, if all you're doing is just using the checkbox on the add to cart and then sending out abandoned cart messages, you're missing out on re-engagement, win back, purchase anniversary, upsell, following up later and asking for someone's email and syncing it to Klaviyo, asking for a review, like all of these same sort of like journey-based personalized campaigns you send over email. If you're not doing those over Messenger as well, then that's also a huge, huge missed opportunity.
I definitely would agree with that. I think that's something that I need to up the show notes on specifically to say, hey, you know what? Like, at least at a bare minimum, start with this. If you don't have that working yet, at least turn that flow on first. But then as you start collecting more opt-ins, then you're right. Being able to segment and being able to, as you call it, journey-based kind of personalization, I think that's a phenomenal way of using the solution. So let's dig deeper now into Facebook advertising. How should Shopify brands be incorporating Octane AI and then Facebook Messenger kind of into their ad campaigns? Because a lot of brands, people, that's kind of how they're driving the bulk of their traffic to their website. Other than influencers, maybe, Facebook's probably number one. And so how do these two work together in unison?
So Facebook is obviously a huge channel, right? Facebook ads, huge channel for e-commerce businesses. But what most people don't know is that there's actually a special type of Facebook ad you can run in conjunction with something like Octane AI and a Facebook Messenger bot. So typically when you run an ad on Facebook, people click the ad, and then once they click it, they're taken to your website or a landing page, right? So like some sort of web page is going to load. There's a second type of ad you can actually do where when somebody clicks the Facebook ad, instead of taking them to a website, it will drop them into a pre-scripted conversation with your Octane AI bot. And so, for example, if you were running an ad where you wanted to qualify people, you wanted to figure out if you know your product is going to be right for them, and you want to help them find the right product, you can use something like Octane AI to create a back and forth conversation where it's going to ask them, hey, like, is this something that you want? Is this something that you like? What kind of thing do you want? Oh, here's our selection of those things that you were looking for. And you can run that as a Facebook ad so that now when people click it, instead of going to a landing page where for most of these people, when you send them to a landing page, you're just going to be able to pixel them. Whereas when you send them to a bot conversation, the moment they start talking to the bot, they're now opted in to getting follow-up messages from you. So the threshold to following up with them is like infinitely lower. It's a much better scenario because basically everybody who clicks it, you're going to be able to follow up with them. And then the moment that they've clicked the ad, now your bot is going to start asking them these questions, and you can start segmenting them based on their answers. And then you can recommend them a product at the end. And so like Octane AI, this is something else that we've kind of integrated with Facebook, where it's really easy to set up one of these ads with Octane AI, where you can create this pre-scripted conversation. You can set up how you want people to be segmented based on how they answer. You can choose what information you want to collect from them. Maybe you want to get their phone number. Maybe you want to get their email and sync it to something like Klaviyo. And then you can run that Facebook ad the same way that you're normally running Facebook ads. It's just the only difference is that people are landing in this bot instead of a landing page. And we're seeing brands are starting to get really, really cost effective at getting people onboarded to their bot, where it's like just cents, like 5 cents, 3 cents, 7 cents for each person that's subscribing to them. And it's a great, great way to kind of build top of the funnel.
So are you suggesting that, so I guess it's almost like conversational kind of Facebook Messenger ads, I guess what you're talking about is you're saying that maybe the cost per click and then obviously a cost per acquisition at some point is much lower than just going straight kind of product ads or retargeting ads.
Yeah. And there's a lot of different strategies that you can take, right? And like, I'm not suggesting that you would want to replace your existing ad strategy. This is a new channel that you would want to add. So for example, imagine that you're a brand and you're starting to use content as like a top of the funnel way to get introduced to potential customers. It would be and you're writing content that's kind of like around the category of your brand, right? And so if you started running Facebook ads where you were saying, hey, like, do you want to get updates about this type of content? When people click that ad, now they're connected to the bot, and now they're opted in to getting those updates on that content. And now when they're talking to the bot, you can ask them questions about what type of content do they want to get. And so this can be like a really, really amazing, from that perspective, top of the funnel.
Yeah, it's like a survey that you're talking about, and just to kind of see how people fit. And then it helps you. I mean, gosh, it could even help you figure out products that you want to sell, colors and sizes and types, and learn about trends. And yeah, you can create a lot of really good intel you can get out of this.
Yeah, or maybe like maybe somebody went to your store, they were looking at products and they didn't complete the purchase and you want to figure out why. So like one of the things you could do is instead of linking them to a landing page with like a form, you could have this bot that when they click it, now the bot could ask these questions like, why didn't you complete that purchase?
Definitely.
Like,
that's what, very cool. I love that
idea. What were you thinking?
So let's talk about, we talked about briefly about Zendesk and Gorgeous, which are really two quite popular, you know, CRMs that connect to Shopify and give you kind of a holistic view of all the support channels, being it, you know, email or chat or phone. And so let's talk about how Octane AI can support customer service.
Octane AI, we're not trying, you know, we're not trying to like replace your existing ticketing system by any means. Those are really important. You should definitely still have those and use those. But it is important for us that Octane AI integrates well with them. And so here's the thing. When you start messaging more people over Facebook Messenger, right? So like you're sending them abandoned cart messages or win back campaigns or, you know, browse abandonment, whatever you're sending them, the more messages you send out, naturally, the more messages they're going to send back to you. So you may already be getting messages on Facebook and you may already not be answering them. But once you send out more messages, it's just going to go up the amount of inbound you get. And because of this, we've worked with our merchants to basically create this system where you can train your Octane AI bot to understand these messages that customers are sending in. And usually about 90% of the messages that are getting sent in, they're all the same thing. And so it's really, really easy to set up your Octane AI bot to understand those. So where's my order? You know, what's your return policy? What's your shipping policy? Do you have a loyalty program? Like, is this thing in stock? These are really, really, really easy questions to train your Octane AI bot to answer. Then, So it's like the first line of defense, basically, right? So it's like somebody has a question. Let's try to use Octane AI to find the answer. In the event that it's a very, very unique question or a specific question, or Octane AI for some reason doesn't have the answer trained yet, in that situation, the bot can then offer to the customer different ways to connect to a human. So this varies from merchant to merchant. Maybe some, they just do it over email. Some have like a contact page. Some have a phone number. And so whatever those options are, the bot can basically say like, hey, I don't think I have the answer to that, but if you want to connect with someone on support, you know, here's the email address, here's the phone number.
That makes sense though. I like that idea because this came up recently in a conversation where, you know, they're trying to figure out at scale how they can have a self-serve model working. And, you know, someone comes to the website, the 90% number popped up in their mind too, that they feel there's a lot of repetitive tasks and repetitive questions that are being asked. And, you know, it's interesting that Octane AI is allowing for that learning to happen. I mean, I'm sure there's some defaulted templates and some common things that people are asking, and then having them people give them that information and or a link, you know, for example, like what's my tracking number, and then, you know, having a link to the landing page that Shopify has created, the thank you page, which then turns into the order notification page, having a direct link to that. That's very interesting to me that is available all through chat.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And like the reason that this even came up, it comes up more with the larger brands. So like, We also work with like GoPro, we work with L'Oreal, we work with Somersault, Apartment 2B, Pure Cycles, like these really, really big brands. And if they can't have a situation where they have a ton of people messaging them and nobody's answering them, because that's going to make for a bad scenario. So again, like if you're doing anything with Facebook Messenger bots right now with your merchants, and you're just doing the checkbox and you're just sending out abandoned cart messages, and you know that you're getting flooded with these responses from these customers and you aren't answering them and you don't have a system in place, that's exactly why we built this out, because we think we want to help you with marketing. That's super important and it adds value to the business because we see it. It's that 5 to 10%. But we don't want to piss these people off at the same time. And so we need this customer support AI to be in there to handle that. So that's the reason.
Very cool. We are nearing the end of the show. How can the listeners learn more about Octane AI?
Yeah, so if you want to go learn more about Octane AI, it's super simple. Just go to the Shopify App Store and type in Octane AI. That's OCTANE.
Cool. And then from there, we can download it. And I understand there is a 30-day free trial. So it sounds like it really is a no-brainer. So based on, you know, the size of the brand, it really, for 30 days, you can give the solution a whirl. At the starting point to kind of, I guess, build your opt-ins would be to at least turn on the cart abandonment sequences so that those are all in place. And then from there, as you're building your opt-in list, then, you know, you can really kind of see the money that's being left on the table. I have firsthand experience, as I mentioned at the top of the show, of multiple merchants that have made the decision to turn it on, and large amounts of revenue. They're shocked, actually, at the amount of money that was left on the table. And so that's really exciting that's kind of what Octane AI can do. And
yeah, no, absolutely. And I think just like one thing I want to put out there is we, Octane AI as a company, we really, really value our own customer support almost above everything else. So when you start using Octane AI, we'll get on the phone with you. We'll help you figure out what you should be doing. We'll make sure that you have the right templates. We'll make sure that, you know, you don't feel like you're getting thrown in the deep end. We'll make sure to walk you through everything. And something else that we also kind of run into a lot is we talk to the merchants who are like, hey, you know, I started doing Messenger bot with like, you know, somebody else. And like, I, you know, I really want to use all these other, you know, the all these other functionality that Octane AI has with the whole journey tracking and the flows and the customer support. But I want, you know, I already have all these subscribers that I've built up, like, and I don't want to lose them. So what I will just say is if you already have a solution that you've been using that's not Octane AI, and you want to try Octane AI with a 30-day trial and try out this customer journey messaging in this customer support AI, we can help you import your existing subscribers on Messenger over to Octane AI. It's something we do all the time. And so if anyone listening to this needs help with that, just ping us. Awesome. and we'll
That's amazing. We'll make it really onboarding experience, I think, for, you know, especially for more established brands and you know, I guess people on Shopify Plus. So that's really wicked. Thanks, Matt, for coming on the show today. Like, I feel that I'm absolutely blessed to be in this particular situation of being able to interview founders you know, in the Shopify ecosystem. I learn there's some selfish benefits for me and the listeners, I believe, because there's so much to learn, and you can never be the smartest person in the room, and marketing is such a challenge, and it's always fast moving and changing. And, you know, thank you so much for finding your way in your journey and building something really cool that's really making an impact in the Shopify ecosystem. And I'm excited to see where this solution goes, I guess, you know, into 2019 and the future.
Yeah, Steve, thank you so much for having me on this podcast, and shout out to everybody listening, because the e-commerce industry is full of the nicest, most hardworking people I've ever worked with. And I say that from the bottom of my heart, and I've worked in a lot of industries, and I feel so blessed to be here and to be on this podcast. How crazy. Thank you, Steve, for having me.
Thanks, Matt, for coming on the show today. You know, you've offered the listeners some tremendous value in case studies as to why a Shopify store owner needs to include a Facebook Messenger in their advertising strategy for 2019 and beyond. You know, a few of the biggest takeaways from today's episode is what an incredible opportunity you have as a store owner, you know, or marketer, you know, by implementing a Facebook Messenger bot strategy into your business. You know, the case studies from other Shopify brands have proven that Octane AI is having a significant impact in driving more sales and improved customer experience, you know, through abandoned cart messages, receipts and shipping notifications, proactive customer support, back in stock notifications, win back campaigns. I mean, the list goes on and on. Like, you can probably tell I'm quite passionate about messaging apps. And, you know, in 2019, like, you really need to get started today. Add the solution to your store for free, you know, and then over the next 30 days, at a minimum, turn on the cart abandonment sequence. But if you really want to maximize your experiment with Octane AI, implement some of their other options so you can continue to build meaningful connections with your customers. The extended trial link is in the show notes, and it can be accessed at ecommercefastlane.com/OctaneAI. That's OctaneAI, Octane. I'd love to hear your feedback and results too, by the way. So if you can ping me on Twitter, I'm at Stephen Hutt, or you can find me on Facebook. And that's it for today's episode. You know, I'd like to thank you, my loyal listeners of this show. It's my hope this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies and tactics and exclusive kind of insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you grow and scale with Shopify. You know, thanks for investing in some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of your week and keep thriving with Shopify.